Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? This is BC. Welcome back to another episode of Supreme Being. I have another special guest and interview today. Young gentleman here from Canada, which we'll get to here in a second. You guys know, join teambc.com if you're interested in joining the team. Shout out to Modern Success, right? If you guys are interested in anything that I have to offer, go to briancasella.com. But let's get into it. My friend Francis, what's up, man? How's it going?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Fantastic, bro. So you're somebody who I've seen in the group. You know, he's a part of MS and he's just been quietly killing it, right? He's messaging me all the time, sharing certain things, but he's the type of person who just shuts up and gets his work done, you know, and I really appreciate that because it reminds me how I was as a basketball player. Yeah, on the court, I would talk a lot of trash, but in my private life, I was just working out and getting good and I put my nose to the ground and I just worked. So that's something I've noticed from him, dude, but I'll take it away from me, dude, and give it to you. Give a quick introduction and then we'll jump right into the interview.
Cool, man. Thanks. My name is Francis. Like Brian said, I'm from Canada. I am 24 years old. I'm from a small community in Hawkesbury, Ontario, which were about 12,000 population, not more than that. I've been to the real estate business now for a year and a half, not even 2 years, but joined the Modern Success Program now for 2 years. I'm celebrating my 2 years now. And it's been great, man. I'm happy to be here.
So real quick, before we start, you're on track to do how much this year in income?
Close to 200,000. That's my goal this year, man.
That's amazing, bro. And you're new, which is nuts. It's not like you've been doing it for 10 years. You're barely going to, you know, hit 2 years. So let's start with this, man. You're in Canada. How is life right now in Canada, particularly in the Ontario area where you're at? Is it completely shut down? What does that look like right now?
Where everything is pretty much open at the moment, but they're becoming now with restrictions of the COVID vaccine, where in about 2 weeks, whenever you want to go, like restaurants, cinema, gyms, you'll have to have your two doses of vaccine. If not, you won't be able to go. So myself, I decided to have the vaccine. It was a personal choice. But like my fiance, as an example, doesn't have her two shots of vaccine. She doesn't want to get it and she won't pretty much be able to go anywhere. So how about you guys?
Yeah, man, the US is the same way. Particular states like, you know, California, New York, they're really starting to do the exact same thing. And that's one of the reasons I left California is I don't want to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
And when it becomes like your wife is going to deal with where you can't live your life, it kind of sucks. Because for a lot of people, they feel put in the position where I don't want to do it, but I have to do it because I can't live. And I think no matter if it's vaccines or something else, putting somebody in that position, I just don't agree with, you know?
Yeah.
So now that that's been happening, how has it affected the real estate market? Is it on fire over there like it is here in the United States?
I'd say from January to April, it's been absolutely nuts where we could get 12 to 20 offers on one listing. Since everything has opened up, I kind of see how it's starting to get back to normal. As far as biddings, you don't see that much biddings here and where I'm from, actually. So, but a few months back, man, for a first-time home buyer, like I'm 24, so I work with a lot of people that are my age, either that people that I've been to school with or people that I know from hockey or other jobs I've had in the past. It was impossible for them to get a home, man. It was crazy. Dang. But it's starting to get back to where you have actually time to look at the property. You have a good hour to do whatever you want and you have about a few days to think about it. So it kind of feels good to be back to the no rush real estate.
Yeah, versus before you had to write the offer while you were there and turn it in before you left, right?
I actually did that once, man. Yeah.
So obviously you're doing very well. Is there something special that you're doing to have so much success right away? Because, you know, the money that you're making in your first 2 years, I would say that's easily top 5% performer for, you know, agents, especially being new. What are you doing that's causing that?
I'm glad you asked me that, man. And honestly, I'm not doing anything special, man. I'm just literally copying what you've taught in the Modern Success Group into my own personal life. And I'm not doing any crazy types of script or anything like that. I'm just doing my basic cold calling, door knocking. On a good day, I'd say for me, about 90 to 100 calls for me is a good day. But I'm not doing anything fancy or at all, man. I'm just, you know, both feet on the ground and doing what I have to do.
So I've been saying for years that a lot of the principles are universal, meaning you're here, you speak English, you don't speak English, you're in Canada, United States, India, yeah. Japan, they work, right? And I think yeah. you're living proof that they work if you just put in the work and you do what you're supposed to do, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So moving forward, right, you're doing really well. What's going to take you to 300,000, 500,000, a million? Because I'm assuming you want to go there, right?
Eventually I will, man. And since I'm only a year and a half, I want to actually have a team under me. So you have a team BC, I guess in California now, or I guess you're expanding worldwide, eh, for the real estate business. Correct. I kind of want to have the same thing, but here in Canada. So whatever city you go in Canada, you'll probably see my name one day, man.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm going to go up there for sure. I want to go visit.
Absolutely.
I just don't know if I can right now because I don't have the vaccine, you know?
No. And I think right now they're requiring, you have to get a vaccine shot. You have to pay for it. And then if you want to leave, you have to prove you got one. It's crazy, man. They have a bunch of rules. It's completely nuts, man.
That's nuts, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Who knows where this will be in a couple of years, but okay. Let's backtrack. Okay. Year and a half in, what was maybe the two or three toughest things for you when you started? Cause I'm sure it hasn't been 100% smooth.
It has not. The success honestly was very good, but there was a lot of ups and down. I'd say one of my toughest thing for me to get out of was to get out of my comfort zone. It could be simply as making a phone call or door knocking or do something that had me in an uncomfortable position. So what I've been working on since I joined the Modern Success Group, and I remember, I think you had a live about this subject, is to get yourself in uncomfortable positions at all time. And I think this is what I've been focusing on doing, what other agents won't do. So, and a quick example, in my city, I think I am the only one who door knock FSBOs, believe it or not. I've never, ever, ever seen a single agent door knocking, never. So, and I actually had this for sale by owner listing in January, where this FSBO was right across a realtor. I was driving down the road, I saw the for sale sign. I knew that realtor lived across the street, and I'm like, okay, that realtor probably got in contact with him already. It's probably been done. But I said, you know what? Fuck it. I turned around. I went to door knock, had a chat with him and everything. And he never, never, never talked to the guy. Like, and it's been up. He said that he had his for sale sign up for about a week. So as soon as I knew that, I'm like, okay. So literally, if I'm the only one doing this, I have no competition. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely. I am the youngest realtor where I'm from. All the other realtors are about in their 40s, I'd say, and up. Hmm. And now I have my brother-in-law that actually joined my team, which is a good start. He's 27. So, but yeah.
That's exciting, man. And, you know, that story you told, I hear it all the time. You know, they'll drive by like a new construction with the person sign, mm-hmm. the developer sign. They'll go by FSBO. Ah, somebody probably already knocked them. Ah, they probably already
yeah.
had an agent. And instead of going, they let their mind do that. And then when they get home later, they feel bad. They're like, oh, there's yeah. no business out there. Well, it's not that there's no business out there. It's you're walking by opportunities, you know?
Exactly.
It's not comfortable yeah. to do that. So, you know, what do you think ultimately caused you to turn the car around there? Did you just say, fuck it? Or did something happen like in that moment to say, okay, I'm going to physically turn the car around and go back?
It was, I think I heard your voice, man, because honestly, I look up to you a lot as a mentor. And if you would have knew that I would have drove past a for sale by owner, I could hear your little voice say, you fucking piece of shit, you turn back. Honestly, that was actually what was going on in my head.
That's funny, man. You could just imagine me being in the car with you, like staring at you. Did you really just drive by the FSBO and not stop? Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's great, man. But yeah. See, that's cool, dude. And I think a prime example of, you know, whether it's, you know, Francis talking about in regards to me or you and maybe like a father figure or someone else who you look up to, you know, they literally become a blessing for you in those types of moments, because if those people aren't there and those voices aren't in your head, and you don't have that influence, you just lose out on an opportunity, right? And who knows what that client may give you in the future too. because that was one transaction. It might lead to 2, 3, 4, 5 that then lead to a relationship that then explodes your business. So we never know. And that's kind of what I've really been telling people too, in regards to getting around the right people, is, you know, you're really pushing yourself, right? It's like one lion is strong, but 10 lions together rule the jungle, you know?
Absolutely.
And you can be around a pack of lions and learn, even if you're a little baby lion, right? You can grow and become a full-fledged lion like everybody else, but it requires you being with those lions, you know? So one thing I want to ask you, man, you're in a small town. You said 12,000 population, correct?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to be needed for you to continue this, like, super high level thinking in such a small town? Because I have family in South America that's in small towns, and the thinking is very, like, small, because they're not on social media. They're not in the big city. Everything is slower there. What's going to allow you and keep you on that, like, multimillionaire mindset still being in a small town?
Well, if I keep surrounding myself around good people, man, who actually has a good mentality, like as us, as a modern success group, I think I'm just going to keep rising, man. Because one thing that I've changed about myself is the people that I surround myself with. And I think that had a super big influence on just whatever, man, just in life in general. So
I love it, man. What would you say right now is maybe your biggest weakness in regards to the business right now, real estate business?
In the real estate business, my biggest weakness, maybe some of my objections from time to time in when I do a English listing presentation.
Yeah.
In French, honestly, I can speak for an hour with no problem. But in English, sometimes, I don't know if you can hear the accent a little bit, I kind of like, I think too much, you know? But other than that, man, everybody has weakness at the end of the day, right? You just need to keep working on them. So,
but you do it, man. That's the difference. Because, like, you know, me and a lot of my team, we speak Spanish and English, right? You said you speak French and English. And a lot of people, they don't see the value in that. And before we continue, real quick, if you do 10 transactions, how many are in French versus English? Is it more French or more English?
A lot more French. So I'd say eight out of 10 maybe are French.
That's awesome, dude. See, and that's a unique value proposition that he has. And an advantage is he speaks English and that, which is phenomenal. So everybody listening to this, I'm sure many of you speak different languages. What I see is people either afraid to speak their native language, or they'll be afraid to speak English. Because you said, oh, I have some issues with objection handlers, but you can learn it. If Francis comes across an English speaker, they're not going to be like, oh, I don't want to work with you. You don't know the objection in English, right? Like, people aren't that ridiculous. It's just like, I always tell people, if you don't speak Spanish well, but you try, anybody who speaks Spanish is going to listen to you and be like, oh, cool, he's making the effort. I'm sure the same thing would happen in French or any other language. So again, but that requires you getting out of your comfort zone, because you have to put your ego to the side and be willing to be embarrassed trying to speak. It's almost like if you got me to try to speak Chinese, like I don't speak it, but you're damn well, if you drop me in Beijing or Shanghai, I'm going to have to figure it out, and I'm going to learn very quickly. And I'm not going to care what people think about me. Right. But that is a part of that, like, go-getter attitude. So whether you're in Francis's position, you know, over there in Canada, you know, you're in the States, it doesn't matter. That same kind of person needs to show up, because those same qualities allow you to be successful wherever you go. So we asked you again, the biggest weakness, what would you say is your biggest strength right now?
My consistency. I say that is one of my biggest strengths. I never quit. It'll take me, you'll have to run me by a fucking car, man, for me to stop moving. Awesome. I'm always doing something, man. And I think the consistency, honestly, has helped me go through my schedule a lot easier, be able to do more stuff and just be more creative at the end of the day.
Fantastic, man. Now I see you've been pumping out some video and really hitting social media some more now. How's that been going?
It's been doing good, man. And you know what? All the other agents in town now, they're doing the same fucking thing. I need to change it up.
You're the pioneer, bro. You're the pioneer. I love it. See, but was there a shift that had to be made for you to really make that a priority and say, okay, I'm going to start putting these videos out and make it like a serious thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Because at the beginning, I was a little bit of camera shy. So I had to get out there and be uncomfortable first to get comfortable in front of a camera. So
So what I'm learning is there's no magic recipe. You're just doing the work.
Yeah, honestly. And I didn't know anything about this, man, before I joined your Modern Success Group. And believe it or not, like you said earlier, I've been that quiet student in the back of a class that doesn't say a single shit. But I've just been applying, dude, to 99.9% of the stuff that you're saying. And it's been working fine and perfect for me. So
it's obvious, man, because you're getting the results. You know, there's dozens of people in the group who are doing so well. So you don't even have to say it. I know. But there was one more thing I was gonna say to you in regards to that. It left my mind right now, but in what you're doing with your video right now and social media, have you already seen a benefit from it, like already, or is it something that's slowly building?
Absolutely. And I'd say I get a lot more people reaching out to me now through social media than my first year, because my first year was only probably pictures of me with a for sale sign or a soul sign. But now, since people are actually looking at me, and I started posting bloopers and like random videos about real estate, I feel like I get people are a little bit more comfortable reaching out to me. And sometimes it's not necessarily about real estate, but people that I've never talked to that they approach me. So I think it's slowly starting to work, the social media thing.
I love it, man. Cause you're a human and you let people know, hey, yeah, I sell real estate, but you can talk to me. You can be comfortable around me. Right now, the Absolutely. Last question I want to ask you, man. And then I want to ask you after I ask you the question for you to maybe talk about it a little bit, everything you're doing, door knocking, cold calling, social media, 100% in you, do you believe that it's going to work?
Absolutely. And there's no doubt that I am going to be probably 60 years old, man, and still going to be doing the same shit. It works. It worked for 2 years, but I'll only keep expanding myself. So no doubt in my mind that I'm going to be very successful.
Now, that level of certainty you don't hear, it's very rare. What caused that? Did you always have it?
No, I haven't. I'd say I kind of started to trust myself a little bit more. I've always been someone who was confident, but not confident enough to say something like that out to the people. Yeah. And I think it's something that I've been working on, and that people around me as well, who hangs around me, can see that too, that I'm somebody who's actually very confident. And yes, I'll have my doubts, but when your doubts are, how can I say that? Here's why I'm, that's my English coming up. That's what I'm telling you about. The doubts are little compared to, how can I say that? My confidence.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Pales in comparison. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like a giant and an ant, right?
Yes.
Because I want to follow it up with this question now that we're talking about it. How different are people responding to you now versus before you really trusted yourself and tapped into that level of confidence and certainty? What's the difference in how people respond to you?
I'd say they not trust me, but they believe me more. I'd say when I say something, they'll believe me more. How can I say that? Whenever I say something, I can feel the people, they trust me. Not that they didn't trust me before, but I feel like they have confidence in me. Whenever I say something to a buyer, to a seller, or a client in general, they'll have their trust in me a lot easier than before. If that makes sense.
Absolutely, bro. And I think that's the number one issue that agents deal with. They feel like nobody listens to them and nobody trusts them, or they think, like when you drove by the FSBO and first drove by them, they think no one's going to trust them or want to work with them, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to put a value tag on that, how much would that be worth to you? Or is it priceless?
$1 million, man. Yeah.
I love it, man. And that's the key, because how do we measure that though, right? It's like a feeling that you have, and it's a knowingness that you have that, hey, you know, I trust myself. I'm good. I can show up. I can knock the FSBO. I can call the expired. But a lot of times, because that's not like a number in a bank account, some people are like, well, that's not real, you know? And it's one of those internal things that I tell people, once you know it, that you have it. And now you move differently. But for everybody, that process is a little bit different, you know? Yeah. So the fact that, you know, you're having success like you're having and relatively young age, you know, a lot of realtors who are under 30, I'm 35 now, bro, I'm getting up there, but a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people that are 30 and under have that, well, I'm too young. And then people, when they start getting to my age, like, well, I'm too old now. It's like, dude, what's the perfect age, right? That's just mental issues, you know? There is no perfect age, because once those things click, like you were talking about, that's it. Now age, the suit that you wear, if you have an accent or not, none of that shit matters, because you're the person who can get the job done, right? And more so than ever, you feel that, and you, more importantly, you know it, right?
It's like a suit you can put on every day, but that suit always stays on you.
Exactly, bro. I love it, man. So thank you for doing this, dude. I'll probably have you back on, because I know now that we brought somebody from Canada, I'm going to get a lot more questions. If people want to message you or reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do it, and how can they reach you?
Facebook. My name is Francis Roy. They can see on the screen if they watch the live, or Francis Roy Signia Realty on Instagram.
Cool. I'll put it in the description as well, man. Any final thoughts, words, anything?
Join the Modern Success Program, guys. No bullshit. His course should be at least 50 grand a year. At least. Just saying. If not right. More.
I think I'm going to raise the price again.
Yeah, I think you've already done it, eh?
Yeah, I know, right?
Should appreciate do it again, you,
bro. Thanks for being on, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Everybody, appreciate the support on the podcast. The funny thing, bro, is I didn't realize when I typed in the podcast that I wasn't putting in the tags correctly. So I've been posting my podcast with no tags. The last 2 or 3 days I put tags. Now my downloads are through the roof. Yesterday I got like 3 or 4,000 downloads on my podcast, and I'm like, fuck, for like 2 years I never put tags.
Wow.
Crazy. So now it's going to blow up. But thanks, dude. Appreciate you coming on, man. We'll have you on again.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.